The state's top law enforcement official, Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley, says when it comes to communications technology, criminals have the upper hand because the state's current wiretap law has not been updated since 1968.
It's really like saying we're going to ask our local police to still ride on horses after criminals have taken over automobiles.
Coakley was joined Monday by a coalition of state legislators, law enforcement officers, and local officials who spoke to reporters about a bill filed in the legislature to change the wiretap law. It would make clear the law applies to cell phones and other wireless communication devices. It would remove a requirement that targets of a wiretap must be members of organized crime.
They're pretty simple, and they are really just updates to what has changed in technology and what's happened on the landscape of how criminals operate now.
Police would still need a warrant from a judge to wiretap a suspect, and the length of the wiretap would increase from 15 days to 30 days, which is the same period allowed for in federal law. Coakley has tried for several years to get the legislature to update the wiretap law. She said this time there is momentum as part of the effort to combat gun violence.
In addition to what is obviously a renewed effort to make sure after Newtown and after we've seen violence, particularly with children being caught in crossfires, children being murdered in major cities, that we really need to do this.
Defense lawyers have been critical of efforts to change the state's wiretap law, claiming it could result in abuses by the police. State Representative Eugene O'Flaherty, who chairs the House Judiciary Committee, says the wiretap law has to strike a balance between the rights of privacy and the need for public safety.
This is going to be an arduous task. It will be a difficult task, but it is one today that we begin, my colleagues and I, to convince, as I mentioned, our legislative colleagues that this change is necessary.
The proposed change in the wiretap law has the backing of several municipal officials, including the Boston Mayor Thomas Menino. Boston Police Deputy Superintendent Daniel Linsky said the law needs to be updated to reflect the changing nature of violent crime.
I am unsure of the last time that we had a report where La Cosa Nostra fired around inside the city of Boston. But we had a significant takedown of violent youth gangs last week. And I can tell you in the last 30 days of that intercept, there was a federal intercept, we gathered information on 6 shootings in our neighborhoods of the city of Boston.
Michael O'Keefe, the Cape and Islands District Attorney, said all of the Massachusetts DAs endorsed the new wiretap bill. And he noted that 2 justices of the state's highest court had in 2011 urged legislators to change the law.
In 2011, Justice Gantz of the Supreme Judicial Court, joined by Justice Cowan in the case of Commonwealth versus Tavares, urged the updating of this law so that it could be used as a tool in the fight against gun violence and killings in our communities.
The Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court ruled a recording of a confession to a drive-by shooting was not admissible as evidence because the target of the wiretap was not connected with organized crime. Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.